Episode 16.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results On Point, focusing on a single topic with a guest who goes on point with the subject matter. Hello, everyone. We're talking to Dave Striegel from Elizabeth Auto Care in Elizabeth, Pennsylvania. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how you doing today, Carm?
Hey, great. Hey, you're a successful shop owner. In fact, you were featured in episode one of the Remarkable Results podcast, the inaugural episode, and you're a business coach and trainer through shopdoctor.com. And here's why you're on. You were recently asked to be a presenter at the Napa Expo in early May of 2015. And that's going to be our on-point focus today. So, Dave, what was your topic, and was it timely?
I think so, yeah. The name of the seminar that we were presenting was Escape the Walmart Effect, Avoid Becoming a Victim of America's Eroding Middle Class. And, you know, the middle class is definitely shrinking rapidly. And it's one of those, you know, hot points from a political standpoint. But what it doesn't really matter about politics to me. You know, whose fault is it? Why is it happening? The end result is it's affecting our shops. So when we have to, you know, be very fluid and willing to change, that's how, you know, we can become better shop owners. We have to be watching what's going on around us. You know, it's one of those things, you stick your head up one day and you realize, hey, where did all my customers go? And we have to change the way we market. And that's what's happening right now. There's a lot of shop owners that are experiencing, you know, that same effect. They're wondering, you know, why are my bays slowing down? You know, cars are supposed to be lasting longer than ever, but it just seems like I don't have as many cars. And it's a change in the way that the customers react, and it's a change in our customer base. So the middle class has been changing, and we have to change the way that we reach them. So,
in essence, Dave, your message concentrated on what they can do about it, where the competition is, how they can fight it?
Yeah, it was a couple of things. It was leading into the problem and the situation itself. You know, how did this start so that we could understand the back scene behind this, and then moving into how we can combat it. And basically, one of the best ways is to understand who our ideal customer actually is. You know, instead of just opening the door and hoping that somebody walks in, instead get laser focused on who your ideal customer is and put some marketing steps in place to get in front of those people. So once you realize who that person is and you draw that avatar and you start speaking to that person, you're going to be able to recognize them.
I wrote a blog, and this isn't about me, it's about you, but I wrote a blog on the perfect customer, and anyone can go onto the remarkableresults.biz website. In fact, I would appreciate your comments on it in trying to design up the avatar for the perfect customer. So as a trainer, Dave, you always get the feel of the audience and the reaction to your message. What were those feelings and reactions to your presentation?
Well, I think they were pretty well received. I mean, we were sitting in a classroom with about 450 people. It was a rather large seminar. And at the end of the seminar, we had 10 minutes to get out of the room. And I had, you know, got flooded with people that wanted to come up and thank me and shake my hand. And I actually had one woman at the end, she wanted to give me a hug. So
when, hugs are good.
Yeah, when you get that kind of response, I think that you're probably hitting a button that people really needed help with.
Okay, so what type of comments or questions were you asked about your presentation? So you got hugs, they came up and they thanked you. Do you think you changed some lives, and what were the big takeaways from the participants?
Well, our main focus on how to move forward from this was being involved in digital media. And digital is the future. And, you know, digital is anything that's going to be viewed on a digital device, whether it's your laptop or iPad or something like that. But it's being able to, you know, move forward, give customers the impression that, hey, we're up to date, we're modern, we can handle your current vehicles, and impress them enough. It doesn't take much in this day and age, because honestly, there's not that many shop owners that are doing this. You know, having a digital menu board in the front office, as an example, is a very simple and easy way to do this. Using a program like Google Voice to text your customers, keeping in touch with them that way, most shop owners aren't doing this. So that's what I was doing, was raising awareness.
Is there any value in shops revisiting their websites and bringing them alive, redoing them?
There is, but the most value really comes from being involved in video, YouTube videos in particular, because since Google owns YouTube and they're the biggest gorilla on the block, Google's putting a lot of weight on searches that are showing videos. So that's how I've been able to stand out in my community, is I can go heads above everyone else above my website just by doing a video.
And I recently read that you can get a better SEO search on YouTube than you can trying to build a website and connecting all the right words. So it is easier to get seen and focused on YouTube. And by the way, your website is a remarkable example of how video works.
Thank you.
What type of comments or questions were asked by people in your presentation? Give me a feel for the audience reactions.
Well, we were talking about, you know, Google Voice as an example. It's one of those free services that nobody seems to know about. And people just wanted to know how to use it. So, you know, I had given some free resources about here's how you do it step by step. So that was one of the most common things I got asked was, hey, I've never heard of this Google Voice thing. How do I use it in my shop? And then making videos for your shop was another one. And I've been working with, you know, MotorAge this year about how to create videos for your shop. So that was one of those natural, you know, progressions there. So we're able to help them that way too. Those are the two most common questions that I got, was texting and video.
Let's go back to the premise of the talk, escape the Walmart effect. What are you trying to drive at? What do you mean there?
Well, the Walmart effect is all about low price competition. You know, Walmart is the master at being the lowest price in the neighborhood, right? And it's really not advantageous for us to try and compete in that arena. I don't want to be the lowest price. What I want to do is I want to compete on value rather than price. And when you change the way that you approach your customers and you have more of a value proposition, it puts price way down on the list of priorities.
So with that, and I'm sure you talked about a lot of areas about value. By the way, how long was your presentation? Half hour, 40 minutes?
75 minutes.
Oh, that gives you an excellent amount of time to get your point across. In what ways do you feel you impacted people's businesses or personal lives through your presentation?
Well, since I still run my own shop, I think that was probably the biggest thing for them to see, that, you know, I can run a shop, I can do this every day, and I can help other shop owners at the same time. How do you get it all done? And it all has to do with systems, understanding who your ideal customer is, and being able to put repeatable things in place that I don't have to sit and do every single day. They run themselves. That's the whole idea about a system. And I think that was, you know, some of the big aha moments for some people is, hey, he can do this. I should be able to do this too. And that's where I come from every time I speak in front of a room like that, is I use my shop as the template. And here's an example of how it can be done.
That gives it an awful lot of credibility that you've been there and done it.
Yeah.
And here you're out being an advocate.
And still doing it. Yeah,
and still doing it. About value, your message was you've got to, if you stay away from the Walmart low price program, mm-hmm. and you have to add value. Did you have a couple of examples of what people could do that's not digital media, but things they need to work on inside their business?
Yes, there's a great deal of like client retention marketing that has to be in place if you're gonna add value and really do a good job. And honestly, Carmen, it all starts from old fashioned traditional marketing. You know, the thank you card. You know, being able to contact someone after the sale, making sure that there's not a problem, being able to keep in touch with them. You know, I'll text my customers the day after they come in, and it's just a really quick touch point. And I find that people text right back, and they'll say, "No, everything is okay, no problems." It's just texting is just one of those very simple things that people think, "Oh, I don't need to do that." But this is how people are communicating these days. You have to understand, like you asked, who the ideal customer is. The ideal customer for me might be different for somebody out in Albuquerque. So you really have to get down into your neighborhood. You know, my ideal customer, she's 42 years old. She's a mom, dual incomes, multiple vehicles, kids from grade school to high school. There's a lot of other components that go in there. But you have to understand how that mom functions every day and think about how your shop can fit into how she functions. That's the important piece.
What will you do differently in your business as a result of attending the conference?
Well, I've always had a digital menu board up in my office for the last 9 years. So I got out of the static menu board years ago, and I just made my own PowerPoint presentation. I didn't know how to do it. I just learned how to do it. And I decided to bite the bullet and go ahead and get the Napa digital menu board program. Mm-hmm. It's an awesome program. They do things that I can't do. So I've been envying their system for the last year, and I finally bit the bullet. I was talking about it because I've been looking at it for the year, but I figured I'd buy it when I went to the expo. And that's what I did. You know, I'm always updating my shop whenever possible.
That's great. Give me the overall feel for the conference. I know it was 10 years since Napa did something.
Oh, it was high energy. It's like a family. It truly is. The way that Napa runs their organization, it's all family based is the feel. And when I'm interacting with the shop owners that were out there, it wasn't like competitive. It was, how can we help each other? And that was the whole foundation about how I was approaching, you know, my seminars. It wasn't, you know, what can we sell? It's how can I help you? And I was an open book. I'll share everything that I possibly have. And I got that impression from a lot of the presenters that were there. I got to see a few of them and just interact with some of them. And shop owners are just, that's salt of the earth. I love being in that. I'm really in my own element there.
So I saw you on the center stage in front of about 12,000 people and your face up on the big jumbotron. How did that feel?
It was exciting. It was exhilarating. They asked me if I would do that. And I thought, you know, if I can go up on a stage in front of 12,000 people, standing in front of 450 would be no problem at all. And I thought I would be nervous, but I wasn't. You know, I was pretty well prepared. And like I said, I was in my element. I was just like talking to shop owners. There was a whole lot of them.
Yeah, you're in it, and this is what you love to do.
Yes.
Did you end up providing takeaways or notes? Were people just wanting so badly to take your presentation with them?
Yeah, I offered some free resources so that they wouldn't have to be taking mad notes. And I wanted to make sure that I would give them an opportunity to, you know, find out how to put Google Voice into their shop or how to do a YouTube video. And I also gave them a full page of who my ideal customer is. So that's what I did, is I wrote it out, because it's who I look at before I start a video. It's who I look at before I'll do any marketing piece. I'm speaking to this person. She has a name. Her name's Timmy, and she's my favorite customer. So I know exactly who I'm talking to. That takes a lot of that camera fright away.
Well, you're doing all the right things when it comes to really being able to target market the perfect customer. I've heard everything that I've actually been taught about it, especially when you're designing a podcast, the same thing. Who's your audience? And you've got to always keep focus on that and the content of what we're doing here. Will we ever see pieces of your seminar being presented or sold or offered on shopdoctor.com?
I wasn't recording it. Napa was doing some recording, and I don't know that those will ever get out.
No, I don't necessarily mean that. I mean, you've got a great presentation. You've got a great mm-hmm. message, a great story. Maybe other people who want to follow you would love to hear it.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I know it. Now I know what you're saying. We are going to be expanding on this idea because I've been working on this for over a year in my own shop. You know, this is something that we've been recognizing a trend, and I'm starting to, you know, I work with my own shop doctor clients on a daily basis with this. But we're starting to put together, you know, a system that I can roll this out to other shop owners as well. So yes, you will see it in more conversations as I get in front of more groups. And we're also opening a brand new training center in June. So June 19th and 20th, we're doing our breakout event. And this is going to be the foundation of that event.
Well, that's great, because you had mentioned that on the original episode one. And congratulations for
yes.
Some great movement on that. Well, Dave, thank you so much for hanging out with us on the Remarkable Results On Point podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.